At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Volvo. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a great bye weekend. No Husker football to assess, but for some reason, Bill, look at Sip, his hat is backwards all of a sudden this morning, and I'm really thrown off by this. It just happened.
What do we got going here?
Okay,
I'm thrown off.
Hold on.
What was that? What's going on?
Oh boy, this is interesting. You took the bait. This is interesting.
Yeah, I took the bait. All right.
You know who else goes hat backward? And I wondered about this, and I thought about you guys yesterday as I watched the game. This would be part of idle chit-chat if you've noticed, and boy, did you notice.
Your hat's backward.
Dan Quinn is our age.
Yes, he wears it backwards during the game.
Dan Quinn, 54-year-old, roughly our age.
Head coach of the Washington Commanders.
Two-time NFL head coach, age 54. I was struck watching Washington and Baltimore yesterday by him wearing his hat backwards. I thought, oh, he must be the DC. No,
it just doesn't look right.
He's the head coach.
I'm not sure. Whatever. Also,
how do you feel about Dan Quinn?
I can't look at him right now. Like,
wait
this.
A second. Why is it okay with Dan Quinn then? Are you okay with Dan Quinn?
Yeah, I don't get overly concerned. I just
not me neither.
I think if I was the owner, I'd at least ask. I'm like, just real quick, give me a brief, summary on why you're wearing your hat backwards. I'd like to know what that is. A brief summary. That's all I want to know.
100. Yeah. That's what I would say too. But you had the Bill's Thrills bit of being, don't be judgmental, be curious. Yeah. So I wasn't going to be judgmental about it. I would want to kind of know though. Is there a background? Is there something that I looked at some photos and he does wear it backwards. He's worn it backwards in the past, but he's also wore it forwards. I would probably suggest to him if I was his friend to wear it forward.
Did he wear it backwards with the Falcons? Because with the Cowboys as their DC, he definitely had it backwards.
Yeah.
And now he's the head coach of the Commanders. Is this a new thing with the Cowboys on, or was this the thing also with the Falcons?
That.
I cannot state that for sure.
I think it was forward with the Falcons. I don't recall it, but I don't remember.
I think it was mostly forward. Now, here's the deal. I didn't want to make a big deal of it. You guys were prepared to make a big deal of me, though.
No, you had it forward until the show started. I looked over, and all of a sudden, it was backwards. That's why I was taken aback.
It
rotated before the show began.
When things get somewhat heated, I want to be able to see I want to be able to see it when all stuff's like.
Dude, if you had it backward, it would be epic. if Bill had his hat backwards, there would be something definitely wrong.
We'd have to get an extension of the show. We'd have to go 2.5 hours just to figure out what happened. What just happened? It'd have 40 minutes,
sir.
All right.
I didn't know if you'd noticed or not, but how did you notice?
How could you possibly not notice that?
I would have noticed. I just hadn't seen you. I mean, I talked to you. My head had been down.
His hat was forward when he came in.
That's true. I wouldn't have caught it.
He didn't walk in like that. It happened about 5:59. You did the rotation before the show began.
Well, I didn't have a hat on, actually.
Oh.
I would have thought it had something to do with Ben's quarter zip.
No, Ben's got a cranberry quarter zip.
Yeah. Is it cranberry or what is it? Cranberry?
Lavender.
Is it lavender or is it more, mauve? Call. It looks more mauve.
I can't say mauve. I'm going to look at mauve. I don't know.
Mauve's
got a purplish tint to it, doesn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, it
I like it. I will say this. I really like
it. It stood out to me. He's got long pants on, too.
Yeah. Ben is our producer for those just tuning in.
From Columbus.
Yeah, young Ben.
Young Ben from Columbus.
Mauve.
Yes.
I don't know the word mauve.
Oh,
the
it's
shape.
Mauve.
Yeah.
I've never heard that color before.
It's a purplish
mauve.
It's a purplish hue.
It's mauve.
Yes.
I learned a new color today.
Mauve.
I didn't know it was possible. I never knew the word mauve or the color mauve. Thank you, Bill, for that.
That's what I do.
That's what he has. Young Ben's wearing mauve.
This is Idle Chit Chat.
This is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Renew Your Auto.
David.
Yes, David. Bill, you were back in Pender this weekend. I saw some photos from Friday night. For the centennial celebration.
I forgot about that.
Oh, it was incredible.
How was
the hat on?
Yeah. You got the pea hat on, the Pender hat.
Dragon. Which I got from Matt, who always helped us out with breakfast here. Good friends of Aaron
AD.
Davis
and
AD, yes.
Yeah, Aaron Davis is AD. AD, yes. AD yes. And
Raph.
Right.
Yes.
It's nice.
Yeah. How
it's
was
a nice cap.
Yeah, it was incredible. The night was incredible. Got there early enough to get... checked in the hotel, and then there was a small party at Glenn Galer's house, brother of Gavin Galer. So Gavin was also there at the hard-hitting sideline-to-sideline neck roll. Gavin, yes, and it was incredible. And I will say this, though. The first half, Pender won easily over Wakefield. The first half was the longest half of football in the history of mankind. They ran out of bounds every play. Every single play, they ran out of bounds. So that it didn't matter. Either team. And Wakefield threw 48 slant passes, and they dropped about 20 of them.
Oh, no.
And the clock didn't move for hours. Finally, there was a decent, a good lead, and they had a running clock. If not, the game would have ended sometime around 2 a.m. The pace it was on for 2 a.m. It was
a lot of slants.
People needed to be hydrated. It was a lot. The weather was beautiful that day.
Was it?
A little crisp that night. Remember, it was a beautiful day.
It was.
So,
did you have adequate clothing?
Yeah, so Pender took care of things. Okay. They did a great job of how to run the event. And so everyone stood by decade on the field at halftime, which was pretty cool.
That is cool.
There was two from the 40s and two from the 50s. My dad was there. He was in the 50s, 53.
Ron.
There's two guys from the 40s there.
Two guys in the 40s are 95 years old.
Nice.
95 years old.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice job.
Impressive.
Yeah. And they walked out there.
What's that? They golf carted out.
Okay.
They could have walked. The reason they golf carted out was because of the 2 hour and 60 minute
first half.
People were
slant routes.
Yes. A lot of slant
Wakefield,
routes.
Wakefield, run the slant. Yeah.
That
sounds awesome, though. Yeah. Was there a meal attached to this?
There's no meal attached. Everyone met at the bowling alley afterwards, right across the street.
Really?
Yes. And then they had fireworks. I've never been that close to fireworks in my life. They shot them off. Where they shot them off from, I'm standing from here to that tree, and they were world-class fireworks. The whole time I'm thinking they're going to get knocked over, and it's going to take about 100 people's heads off. I was terrified.
Didn't happen.
I was absolutely terrified of that. But here was the part that I enjoyed the most. So I was talking to some people, and it was also homecoming, but they moved the homecoming court and the big event back to after the game because of the halftime with the alumni players.
Really?
So I'm leaving the field. I stayed to the very end and got some pictures with some people and all stuff. Then they dropped the lights. All the lights went out, and they shot the fireworks off. Then they didn't realize, and they did realize if they or not, but the lights cannot come back on.
Oh, no.
So for the homecoming, they announced that there's no lights, and so they had to have people drive their cars onto the field.
Yes.
They drove their cars onto the field with headlights on, and that's how they did
the
homecoming.
Incredible.
And it was incredible. First, I thought, well, this is kind of buffoonery, and I go,
no.
Not at all.
No.
I'd like to be remembered.
Oh, yes. That will be somebody will do their version of Bill's Thrills someday.
Yes, I was at a homecoming when this happened. It was incredible. So anyway,
I like that.
A wonderful weekend in Pender.
It was an incredible weekend.
That's just ingenuity. That's somebody who had the idea said, "Hey, we're all right. Just get the cars out here."
The Duke stayed in the room right next to us, Duke and Julie, and then at 6:45 in the morning, there's a knock on the door. Housekeeping. It was Duke. I LOL.
You never want to hear a male housekeeper.
I LOL.
Even if it's your friend.
It's not a good sign.
I LOL'd.
Right.
LOL. So there's a hotel in Pender.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, I was going to say. What,
is it like a cobblestone inn, something like that?
No, it's not a cobblestone. I think of the name. Like, it's new. It's very nice.
A lot of these small towns have cobblestone inns. They're very nice.
Oh, yes.
Very nice. Like Hardington is a cobblestone inn.
I'm staying at a cobblestone on Saturday night out in Cozad.
You are?
Yeah, I'm speaking in Cozad Saturday.
That'd be a nice experience at that hotel.
I'm staying in Cozad. Yes.
Saturday night?
I'm heading to Cozad Saturday.
Oh, so you'll be watching ball in Cozad.
Yes. That'll be a lot.
They'll have a good TV. Well, they will. They'll have a good TV.
It's cobblestone. Yeah, of course they will. Yeah. They have a good rewards program.
They know
program.
What they're doing at cobblestone. They
great
do.
Rewards program.
Sip, how was your weekend?
We know
you watched a lot of ball on Saturday.
Yeah, a lot of ball. We had a party to go to. It kind of broke things up, but I saw a lot of ball. I saw the second half of Oregon, Oklahoma. I saw the fourth quarter.
Oregon, Ohio State.
Ohio State. Mm-hmm. I saw the fourth quarter, Alabama, South Carolina. Bama should have lost that game.
They should have.
What's going on with Bama, by the way?
No, but it was kind of...
How did Bama beat Kirby?
They had a two-point play. They had the guy wide open. They threw the ball in the stands.
They threw
it in the stands.
Yeah.
The ball in the stands. And he had some pressure. I get that. But, I mean, the dude's wide open.
He was open.
Yes.
He was open. He was definitely open for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, he had enough time to get the ball to him, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know why. How did Bama beat Kirby? Yeah. That's what I can't
figure out.
Kirby
gave up 31 points to Mississippi State yesterday.
He ran into the quarterback. Yeah. He's in all kinds of heat. Yeah. Now, I didn't have any problem with that whole scene. Did you see that? Kirby ran into the Mississippi State quarterback. There's big to-do made
about it. Big to-do about it. It was, I don't know. It was. I will say this, no matter what, it was awkward. It was awkward.
I know. I wasn't prepared to fully exonerate him on this.
The part that is odd to me is what you said. I was trying to get to my coach.
Yeah.
You don't have to get to him. They're on headsets. They talk to each other. You don't have to.
He's trying to get to his DC.
Yeah. You don't have to get to him.
Schumann.
Yeah. You can just mention it over the headsets. That's why you wear them.
I was struck too that Kirby referred to him as by his last name repeatedly. Mm. I was trying to get to Schumann. I was trying to get to Schumann. I guess it's no big deal. I just thought it was interesting. Yeah, he gave the guy quite a shove. Now, heat of the moment, though.
I do
heat
think.
Heat of the moment, right?
He definitely wasn't, for some reason, going after the quarterback. The quarterback just appeared, all of a sudden just appeared in between him and where he was going.
If it was one of his players, he probably would have done the same thing, right?
Yeah, I think it was just a reflex. I really do.
I do, too.
I do think it was a reflex.
That's what I think.
It's still an odd look.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Georgia give up 31 points at home to Mississippi State.
Oh, yeah.
A team that's very much so struggling in the SEC. The worst team in the SEC.
They're dead last.
By far the worst team
now,
in the SEC.
Now Georgia goes to Texas. Georgia goes
Who
to Texas.
Who just hammered Oklahoma, 34-3.
Think about the SEC, which Bill thinks about because he was in it. Georgia goes to Texas. Alabama goes to Tennessee this week. I mean, it's going to shake out. Yeah, it's all shaken out. I mean.
Talk about some games.
Whoa. Yeah, those are life changers. Georgia loses that. They'd be close to out, right?
Pretty close to out. Just imagine, if they don't, they come in as the 12th seed.
Okay, if Alabama loses, are they out? To Tennessee.
Well, I don't think either one are you going to say they're eliminated.
Okay, not that.
I'm saying, okay. but I would say you're in the debate for being dropped. You're in the debate
Alabama
for being
lost
dropped.
To Vandy.
That would, if Alabama would have lost that game, that would have had, Sankey would have been, there would have been like an all-SEC meeting. Everyone fly to Atlanta.
Emergency
meeting.
If Alabama loses South Carolina.
Yeah, everybody.
All coaches.
Imagine in the year that we expand, all coaches.
What are we doing?
To 12 teams.
They're expecting to get 4 to 5 teams. All of a sudden, they're getting one team in or something.
There'd be an emergency meeting.
Absolutely.
I just can't imagine in the year they expanded 12 teams at Bama or Georgia could be left out.
Look at Ole Miss. I mean, we thought they were going to be in it 2 weeks ago. Yeah. We thought 2 weeks ago, they're probably a playoff team. Mm-hmm.
I don't think Ole Miss is in. When people have two losses, I don't know how they get in.
They're in trouble.
We 2 weeks ago, we thought Ole Miss probably playoff team. Yeah. The Lane train. No, it's broken down.
They had so many chances to win that game.
They did. They kept blowing it.
They had so many chances to win that game. They just threw a check down right before halftime. The guy just fumbled the ball, and they gave him a field goal right before half. It's like, but at the time I'm like, don't even do that. Just run the ball in the half. You're up 7. You're on the road. Mm-hmm. Just go in because bad things can happen. And check down, just dropped it. Yeah, it was a 4-yard gain at the most. Drops it. Their ball.
Yeah, Jake. I mean, of course, everybody watched a lot of football.
We did.
Yeah,
I watched the ball too.
It was fun. You watched some. You were in Des Moines.
I was in Des Moines. Yeah.
Can you say that?
That threw me.
I can say
all
that.
All of a sudden, we get a text message from Des Moines. I'm like, were you at Adventureland?
No, that's not a that, no. I was not in Adventureland. Just downtown Des Moines.
What would make you just
got to get away? You know, we went to KC a couple weeks ago.
Don't get defensive.
Yeah.
There's no Huskers. There's no Dolphins. There's no reason to watch, you know, to lock into one particular game for 2 days. And so we went
to Des Moines. This is a generational conversation. Yes. This is what this is.
Yeah, got a baby. Can't do anything crazy here.
He's from a generation that likes to get up and go. We're more apt just to say, well, just hunker at home.
Yeah.
I
It threw it was me nice. When I got nice. The text message.
Downtown Des Moines is very nice. I won't say anything about Iowa in general. So I don't love the state, but it was a nice.
But
nice
you chose
weekend.
The vacation there. So well, let's just.
Because, you know, I've been to Kearney recently. If, you know, I can't do it. You want to travel that far with
Topeka.
A child. Could have gone to Topeka. Went to KC a couple weekends ago.
That's a good option.
For
oh, no, I like
24
Des
hours.
I'm going to Sioux Falls.
I do love Sioux Falls. I'd been there in the last couple of years. I hadn't really ever spent time in Des Moines ever in my lifetime. It was
it's
nice. Very nice downtown.
Yeah,
nice. Very nice downtown.
I've always been a big fan of it. I'm always surprised
when I go back.
Yeah.
I'd go back to Des Moines.
I'm always surprised when
it was
I go
simple.
Did you talk to any fans? Because right now, there's a lot of happiness in the state of Iowa. Iowa State is undefeated.
And ranked ninth.
And Iowa just crushed Washington, which I thought they could beat them. There's no way I thought they would score. The score would be 40-16.
Washington just kind of kept giving that game away. Kept doing stupid things. If they get to 40 points. Iowa scored 40 points against Washington.
Yeah, Kirk Ferentz with his back to the wall. It's always pretty good.
Washington obviously should have beat Rutgers. We talked about that up and down the field. They beat Michigan, and they go to Iowa, and that's what happens.
I just can't tell right now. It's hard to know what's going to happen.
Well, let's get into that. That's Idle Chit Chat. Sponsored by our friends at Renew. Call or text David at 402-833-3858 to go to renewyourauto.com and do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, and more. Renewyourauto.com. So we don't have a Nebraska game to assess from this weekend, but we did watch a lot of ball in the Big Ten games that stood out. Of course, Oregon-Ohio State was wonderful. It was a tight game as we thought it would be. Oregon wins 32-31 at Austin Stadium. That was an awesome game.
Oh, it was. I don't know. Now, Ryan Day is 1-7 against top 25, according to this thing I saw on TikTok, which is suspect. I imagine it's
sounds
right.
Sounds about right, though.
1-7? No, I'm sorry. Top five. 1-7 against top five. It's a rough loss. Now, think about the conversations we had about Ohio State a few weeks ago. What Urban Meyer said. What'd he say? It's the best roster
I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Walking around. And it looked like the best roster. I mean, they had a roster. The part that was a little surprising was how they did not rush the passer great.
Right.
Throughout the game. And I thought about this one. So let's just go to modern day football to start with. What if Ohio State had Dylan Gabriel and Oregon?
I think it'd be different.
Had Will Howard.
I think it'd be different.
I think it'd be remarkably different.
Yeah, it'd be different.
So there was a big win there. When this all went down, there was a huge win for Oregon.
You got to win that battle if you're that anybody really, but especially if you've got a team you think can win it all. You better have a quarterback that can win it all.
If you just look at the quarterback play, Dylan Gabriel played so well with his feet, which we knew he can run. He played so well. And then Howard played really, really well too. Two plays. The one play where he just drops the ball on third down to get him out of a series.
Right.
He
drops the ball. The snap was
perfect.
There. It looked like he saw it coming. It wasn't a surprise.
No, it wasn't a surprise when he just dropped the ball and then to take off on a scramble when, I mean, they were at the 38.
Mm-hmm.
And so
38 of Oregon.
Yeah, so when you look back on that one with a timeout, so it's like, hey, and so we're watching the game and I'm like, what was you? I got to go. I'd run the football. And try to get 5-6 yards. You might get more. But the running back would have to be told, hey, if you break out.
Get down
right away so we can call timeout. And Ryan Day would be standing. He knows he's going to run the football.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything went south. And then panic set in.
Yeah.
And then the game was over.
Now, here's the thing. The best roster money can buy couldn't stop Oregon during key moments of the it couldn't stop them.
Well, here's some stats for you on that, Sip. Oregon had, in the game, 496 yards of offense.
They about got 500 on the best roster money can buy, okay?
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I don't know.
Six of 14 on third downs. They had eight. I mean, they just
six of 14 on third down against the best roster money can buy. Yeah. It's good quarterbacking.
Yeah. They got also, good skill. For Oregon, Birch was out. Their top defensive lineman.
Yep.
And he is an unbelievable player.
Terrell Farley in the house.
Yeah. Now, you look at Will Howard again had the mistake at the end to lose the game. Did he give him
his
no
numbers
chance
are great.
His stats are great. 28 for 35. 326, two touchdowns, no picks.
Good numbers.
Yeah. Great stats.
Good numbers. Missed some throws down the stretch, though. I'm telling you, missed some throws. He did. He didn't look like a championship quarterback. I'm just saying he did not look to me like what they've had in recent years.
Agreed. Agreed.
He's no Stroud, of course. No C.J. Stroud, who's tearing it up still in the NFL.
His numbers were excellent.
But they had the ball. When they say they, Ohio State, they had the ball at the 28-yard line with a timeout. Just run the football. Just run it twice. Get the ball at the 24, middle of the field, chance to kick it. They're at the 28. So when they throw the ball incomplete, then they get the PI, offensive pass interference, which they're going to call that. But here's the part that was bizarre about this was they didn't.
Bill Strills. Well, let me ask Jake a question.
Let me ask Jake a question.
I'm going to hold on. Jake is a big Nebraska fan. Jake, how do you feel about Nebraska, Ohio State after watching the Ohio State game?
Well, I'm still concerned. I mean, they're very good. Right. They lost by 1 point, had a chance to win the game on the road at Oregon. It's a very good team.
But as Bill pointed out, now I'll tell you how I answer. I don't feel it's as daunting as I did for Nebraska as I did going into the Oregon game because I thought they'd.
I will agree with that, but I still think Nebraska should be probably a 14 to 17 point dog on the road at Ohio State, right?
Yeah, I don't know
in that how range.
Set a number, but
it's on the road. It's in the Shoe.
It's going to be a day game though, and the Shoe during the day. I've been there a couple times, and it is shocking how many empty seats there are to me. And I was sitting by an Ohio State writer last time. He goes, that always happens for the day games. They're sold out. I'm sure technically, but everybody doesn't show up. It's not like Nebraska either. It's like, oh my God. There's a part of the stadium that's not even.
It is.
It will be an 11 a.m. kickoff. Not official. I think we'll find out today, though. Yeah,
big noon. You're calling back-to-back big noon kickoffs for Nebraska.
Yeah, I think we'll find out today. I hope I'm not wrong, but I think that's what it'll be.
Well, if you want to see what you think about Nebraska going forward, a game that kind of threw you for a loop was. Wisconsin goes on the road to Rutgers, who just lost to Nebraska 14-7 in Lincoln.
Right.
Rutgers loses 42-7 on their home field to Wisconsin. Now, that threw some Nebraska fans off saying, hold the phone a second.
Shiana.
That Rutgers team shut down Nebraska's offense. Wisconsin with no Ches Malusi, no Van Dyke at quarterback, backup running back, backup QB, just... Took it to
backup
Rutgers.
Running back one for 200.
He did
198.
It doesn't look that bad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're Shiano, I would be incredibly embarrassed. Mm-hmm. Like, I would be. This is my program, and we.
It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, we dropped five passes in the first half. They dropped five passes in the first, and these were drops. Mm-hmm. This wasn't. I don't know. It was kind of closest. No, there were. I would say the official number that the announcer said was six. There was one where I thought, I'm not going to say that's a drop. But there were five legit drops. They looked awful. Rutgers looked awful. Yeah. I guess Wisconsin had something to do with it. But.
Well, this is the stat you look at. Against Washington, Rutgers, in a loss, gave up 540 yards of offense at home.
Right.
They go to Nebraska. Nebraska has 260 yards of offense.
Right.
The next week, after that, they gave up 551 at home to Wisconsin. That's alarming if you're a Nebraska fan.
Right, especially...
About the Rutgers defense.
Yeah, I mean, because now you look at Wisconsin and go, God, a few weeks ago...
That was an easy win.
That looked like a win. Now you look at it and go, ooh, I don't know. Wisconsin seems like they're getting it together a little bit.
I think it's a great thing to understand about football. is that teams don't stay the same.
100.
So the best thing that might have happened to Wisconsin is the injury at quarterback. Hate to say it's a good thing, but I'm just telling you,
fine.
The quarterback is playing. Now all of a sudden you look at him, he looks way different than what he did when he had to come in the game against Alabama. All of a sudden now against Alabama, he's coming to the game. Right now it's like, oh, hang on now. He might be the better, and he's clearly the quarterback. Might be a better deal. And I don't think it might be. It is.
Looks like.
And they're playing so much better. And their rhythm, just watching them, you're like going, that looks good.
Yeah, running backs don't look bad. Walker and Dupree, they look fine.
Yeah.
So the stats on Tawi Walker took over for.
Say his name again.
Tawi, T-A-W-E-E, Tawi Walker, 24 carries, 198, and 3 touchdowns against Rutgers.
I mean, how about Dupree?
Dupree had, he wasn't great, 10 carries for 26 yards in the score, but also Cade Iaccamelli had 4 for 72. In the game for Wisconsin.
They ran
for 311 yards. That's Wisconsin football right there. Old school Wisconsin football.
I'll tell you what the difference. You're not going to like this, but I'm not going to. They got Wisconsin's offensive line is noticeably better than Nebraska's. Just saying. It is. They got more done. Unless what's going on?
Farley's yelling hash.
Now you don't have to comment on that. But they looked much. Well, obviously they looked much better. They got 550 some yards.
551.
Yeah, I was shocked. Yeah. I was shocked at the yardage. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I wasn't shocked watching it because they were blowing Rutgers off the line.
This was in Piscataway, but it was a road game for Wisconsin.
It was a beautiful day, and it was a great crowd.
It was. The crowd was great.
Yeah.
Sunny.
Yeah.
Everything else. So there's no reason for it.
Right. Right.
And
like that's said, why I'm
embarrassed. With the same reason our teams get better, then teams get worse, too.
Right.
Because, like I said, Rutgers had no business winning the Washington game, so they got their gift. They should be 3-3. And give them credit, they beat a good, I wouldn't say not great, by any, but they beat a good Virginia Tech team
they
on
did.
The road. And I'm not sure how that, when you watch the game their day, you're like going, how did that happen?
They beat Washington, Virginia Tech. Well, like you said, teams evolve. They might be evolving in the wrong direction.
Wrong direction,
or,
the wrong way.
Or they might just be in a little slump. But Cali McManus is, I'm going to use the word limited. He's very limited.
Also, what did they rush for? What did the running back for Rutgers have?
Manungai, his stats were 19 carries, 72 yards, and a score.
That's he got going when, a little bit.
I was going to say, when do you have the 72? Because every time
second
I saw him, he was gaining 1 yard at a time.
Second half, he got going a little bit. A little, not much.
When the game was over.
So this also comes down to things on film.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you have a detailed picture of a team of like, this is what we're going to do. This is what they cannot handle.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what's going to be the counter attack for Rutgers? I don't know what that would be.
Right.
They don't have one.
On offense,
the quarterback doesn't run the ball.
No.
And there's no quarterback run. We talked about that when they played Nebraska. So now it's like, can we stop the running back? Yeah, we can. Okay, now what are we going to do?
Now
can we win outside?
No.
Not really.
No.
Not really. How are we doing on defense?
You mentioned the SIP, but Cali McManus, again, 5 drops, hurt him the first half. He was 12 for 32 passing.
Oh, he looked bad. No, it was more than the drops.
Yeah,
he doesn't
bad.
Look good.
No, it's bad business.
And they just played poorly, too. I was just kind of shocked by what I saw from Rutgers.
When they have going from their schedule, if you can pull that up, Jake, Rutgers schedule.
Rutgers will follow this up. They will play. They'll host UCLA this weekend.
So, close game.
So they'll get Rutgers a win.
No, they'll close. Though.
Rutgers. It'll be a close game. Agreed.
Yeah, Rutgers UCLA is not as bad as I thought.
6.5 point favorite right now against UCLA, as of right now.
Boy.
Then they'll go to USC. So long road trip for the Scarlet Knights. Then they will host Minnesota. They'll head to Maryland.
Yeah, not bad.
They host Illinois, and they head to Michigan State to close. So they're still
they got schedule.
There's still wins left.
Oh yeah, they're going to get to a bowl game.
A couple wins.
They're a 6-6 team.
Yeah, a couple wins. Yeah, but I thought last week they're an 8-win team. Now, yeah, I've backed down to 7 or 6.
Other games in the Big Ten. We mentioned Ohio State, Oregon. We mentioned that one. Wisconsin, Rutgers, Iowa, Washington. 40-16. Hawkeyes roll the Huskies in that one.
Yeah. Yep.
Opening drive for Washington was impressive. They had a field goal block, though, and after that, it was downhill for Washington. Still can't kick. Penn State, on the road, was trailing the whole game, but they win in overtime 33-30 at USC. USC now 3 losses on the season.
I thought of Bill because I saw the interview with James Franklin at halftime, very composed. I mean, he was calm. They were down 20-6. I mean, they were down 20-6, yep. But he was fine. And I always talk about Lincoln Riley being a great second half coach. I give credit to Franklin. I mean, they outscored him in the second half. Oh, what would it have been? There's 20-6 at halftime.
24-10 in second half.
Yeah. On the
Penn
road.
State.
Yeah.
How fragile winning and losing is. They have I'd say wide open, but clearly, clearly open receiver.
Who's that?
That USC sails it over his head for an and then off his hands for an interception. He catches the ball. They're going to kick a field goal and win the game.
Jeez.
I mean, instead.
That's right.
Sails it. Boom. Mm-hmm. Goes to overtime. They lose. And it was a miracle. It was like I said, they missed the field goal. They went backwards in overtime. Yep. They didn't do anything in overtime.
Penn State, number three in the nation. Oh, no. They don't look like the number
three
team.
That's not a third-ranked team.
It doesn't look like it. Now, Tyler Warren.
His stats, Sip.
It was almost like was someone at some point in time on the headsets, hey, they got this tight end guy. Is anyone keeping track of him at all? He had 17 catches.
17 catches, 224 yards, and a touchdown. Now, Penn State's had guys like Pat Freiermuth in the past, Mike Gesicki, some good NFL tight ends. 17 catches in a game? Are you kidding me?
He was open.
On the road?
He was open a lot of the time. That was the amazing thing. Bill, 44 is running open, guy.
At some point in time, hey, guys, real quick, you're on the headsets. Everybody get on here.
Right.
They have this tight end guy,
yeah.
44.
He's got 12 catches right now.
can we stop him at 12? Nope, he's going to get 17.
Uh-oh.
And they have not solved their problems defensively.
Who's that?
USC.
You know what's interesting?
They don't have big bodies up front.
They don't.
Not when you watch these.
Athletic as hell.
When you watch LSU and Ole Miss on both sides, like, no, they got dudes up front. When you watch
USC does not.
No.
But we talk about Penn State has the two running backs of Singleton and Allen.
They didn't rush the ball well.
No, they didn't. They had 400 yards passing and 118 on the ground with the two stud running backs.
Yeah, I thought they'd try to hammer away. Now, they got down.
They had a pass, which
was some of it. They got down. Was it 14-0? I think they got down
14-3.
So that might have affected a little bit. But
17-3, actually.
Yeah, see, that's probably explains some of it, right?
You had some coffee talk you wanted to talk about.
Well, I brought the stat that I saw this, that in Lincoln Riley's last 21 games as a head coach, he's 11-10. Lincoln Riley, 11-10 his last 21 games as a head coach.
Now, three losses this year, all close to Michigan.
You want to talk about a team that you're just disheveled? They make the. It wasn't like they screwed it up. Just make the tackle on the running back at Michigan.
Yeah,
probably win the game.
Probably win the game at Michigan.
Probably win the
in
game
in Ann Arbor.
Yeah,
but nobody thinks about that now.
Nobody thinks about that.
We talk about that. Nobody cares.
Had a few things happen. You know, they said they ran into a buzzsaw. They lose to Minnesota. It was a good team, but not a great team.
Not a great team.
And I said
pretty good though.
Yeah, I missed my pick on that one.
That's all right. I missed Ohio State.
I picked UCLA to beat Minnesota. Didn't
it was
have
close.
You did. 17-14.
Minnesota won that one 21-17.
Was it 21-7?
UCLA does not look bad. If I'm a Nebraska fan, I'm a little nervous right now because there's no. I mean, you think. UCLA, they're terrible. That'll be a win. I don't know. They're not terrible. They're not terrible.
Still, it's a one. I'm watching the game. If they get a first down, they're going to win. And they're 1-4. It's 2nd and 7, and they're backed up. I'm like, throw it twice. Just give you a chance. Give yourself a chance. They don't. They run it for nothing. They throw it, and they end up 1 yard short, and they have to punt it. I'm just like, you're 1-4. Well, I'm like, throw it twice. Do something here creative.
Yeah.
And this tells you about talent. Because they've got Eric Bieniemy is their offensive coordinator. He spent his 10 years of his life learning offense from Andy Reid, and they can't move the ball an inch.
Now they have trouble.
They cannot
run the ball.
They cannot do anything.
They can't run it.
They can't do anything.
They threw it a little bit.
They had 36 yards rushing in the game, 293 through the air, but three picks by Garbers.
36
yards rushing at home.
36
beautiful weather.
Rushing. Yeah. Oh, it was gorgeous.
It was. That was a nice scene, wasn't it?
It was a beautiful scene, both places. I mean, the USC game, a lot of empty seats, but that's what does it seat? Like 200,000?
Yeah.
It seats a ton.
It's like the massive stadium.
Yeah, it's a massive, a lot of empty seats. There's a beautiful scene, though, in UCLA was a beautiful scene. Flex team's not that bad.
No,
tougher than hell.
Especially defensively up front. They've got dudes.
Ooh, yes, they
really do.
The last game before I get to break in the Big Ten, this still blows my mind. Illinois did win the game 50-49.
Mind blown.
Illinois at home gave up 40 points to Purdue in the second half and won 50-49 in overtime. This game, guys, was 27-3 early third quarter, and Illinois trailed the game with 46 seconds to go. They trailed 43-40, got a field goal to go to overtime. They were up 27-3, and then they trailed in regulation.
To a team also that's horrible.
Look at Sip. He can't even focus.
Oh, 40 in the second half?
Purdue on the road at Champaign. Purdue put up 40 points in the second half.
I believe I have the stat correct. I got it directly from
The correct response.
From Leighton and Housemenders. He's watching the game with a buddy of his from Illinois.
Uh-huh.
And Purdue had 9 yards passing in the first half. They had 9 yards passing in the first
half. That's what I'd expect.
Then they scored 40 in the second half.
I'd expect the first half. Then what'd they do in the second half?
I quit watching it. I'm flipping back and forth. I didn't flip. All of a sudden, I flip back. I go, I got to check this game out. It was right when Purdue got the two-point play to go up by three. I go, this is incredible.
New OC.
Yeah. Brian. So they changed quarterbacks this game.
Oh, they did.
And the guy's name is Ryan Brown, true freshman. And his stats, he ran the ball. He was 18 for 26, 297, three touchdowns passing and running, 17 carries, 118 on the ground.
Can run a little bit.
Yeah. So no Hudson
Maybe that
Carr.
Was a change. That's the difference. That helps. That helps. There's no reason not to change.
Hudson Carr was not getting it
you
done.
You have to change quarterbacks.
They scored 40 in the second half against Illinois defense.
On the road. They were down 27-3 with 10 minutes to go in the third quarter and still scored 40 points the rest of that half.
And then remarkable thing was I thought they had a play. They went for two, which I think was smart. They went for two to win it.
Purdue went for two to win.
Went to win.
Yeah, I like that.
They took a sack and lost 25 yards on the two-point play.
Never had a chance.
Bill, back me up on this. I feel like when you line up to go for two, it almost looks nearly impossible to me sometimes.
It's not. It's difficult. Just look at the numbers.
Right.
They ran a play that I liked. It was a man coverage beater, and they were in man. They're trying to get an overload flood route to the right. And he didn't take, I think it was Maccabee in the flat, which I thought was there, but I got to see it again. I don't know for sure. So once he did that, then he came off of it to come back for the next spot route. Then he held the ball. That play is to be thrown
quick
on time and balls out. And there's no, and then all of a sudden he held it and they tried to scramble. And then it gets rough. Then it all gets rough. Then all hell broke loose.
I'm not running the ball down there. I don't think as the OC,
as you call in the play.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Expert.
I'm not running it. I'm rolling.
But
out.
It was. I mean, I can't imagine Illinois was going through their head. If you lose that game and give up 40 points, and you lose that game, because Illinois is just the opposite of Rutgers. Their schedule is brutal from here on
out. It gets really rough.
Yeah, that might be some light for Ryan Walters. Yeah. That might be some light.
Like, well, the big thing is
new quarterback,
new play caller, and a new quarterback. And most likely, the difference is his legs. His legs are giving him a chance.
He ran the ball. That's your update on the Big Ten from this weekend. Before we get to break, Sip, I know you're famished this morning. You're starving.
You look hungry, Steve.
So I look unhealthy.
You could go to Early Bird after the show for breakfast, brunch, or lunch. Open every day, 6:30 to 2:30.
They're open right now, Steve.
We don't emphasize the lunch menu as much as we probably should.
We should. Breakfast, brunch, lunch. Open until 2:30 daily. They've got breakfast burritos, a variety of pancakes, blueberry included, which you like, Sip.
The berry.
Chicken fried steak which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
It is smothered. And of course, the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes. That was deep and wonderful.
That was. Check it out today. 19th and K in Lincoln, also in Omaha and Iowa, several locations. Early Bird. The Early Bird gets the pancake.
The pancake.
Not the worm, but the pancake.
It's bonus gravy. Bonus gravy. David had bonus gravy.
He did.
Yes.
And Jamie Burrow was in a corner of the bar
with orange juice and just holding court.
This looks tougher than hell.
Yes.
Looks like a former middle linebacker.
Not a nose tackle.
Not an outside linebacker like Farley.
Yeah.
When we come back, head scratchers on early break. Head scratchers. On the ticket.